We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amad Yomi Hilchos Tzitzis Siman Ches. We're in the middle of Sif Yud Beis. Says the Mechaber, V'adin im lohay b'dayto mitchila al kulam havi kamasik v'neim. If you did not have in mind to put on all of these begadim that you were putting on from the beginning, it is like a hefsek, and therefore you would need to make a bracha on each one when you put it on. The Mishnah Berurah says that it sounds like, from the words of the Mechaber, that it's talking about even if all the begadim were in front of you, you just didn't have in mind that you were going to put them on, then you need to make a bracha on each one. If it was the case that you normally put more on, even though you didn't have it in mind, if you normally put a lot on, then you would not need to make a new bracha. The Mishnah Berurah then adds, if you put on a talus without checking it, and it turns out that it's pasul, or the tzitzis were pasul, or they became pasul afterwards, and you put on another one, you need to make a new bracha on the next one that you put on, unless you had in mind when you made the bracha that it should be cover any begadim that you put on. This is comparable to the eating of fruits. If you make a bracha on a fruit, and that fruit falls out of your hand, even if there are other fruits in front of you, you would need to make a new bracha on those other fruits, unless you had in mind in the beginning that you were going to eat all of those fruits. The Rama then adds, V'chein im pashat harishon kodim shalavash hasheni, if you took off one beged before you put on the next one, tzarech lachzor levarech, then you need to make another bracha on the second one. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Achronim disagree with this Rama and say that taking off a beged in the middle is not considered to be a hefsek, and you would not need to make another bracha when you put on this second one. So if you had gimel, Halovish talis katan mevarich alav, if you put on your talis katan and you make a bracha on it, uksha holich beis haknesset misatif talis gadol, and then you put on the talis gadol in shul, tzarech levarich alav, you need to make another bracha on the talis gadol. The bracha on the talis katan is not motzi the talis gadol in shul. Talicha mebeisol beis haknesset chashiva hefsek, because walking to shul is considered to be a hefsek. A shinui makom, changing your place, is considered to be a hefsek. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Achronim disagree and say that walking is not considered to be a hefsek. However, they still think that the fact that there is a shinui makom is what would require you to make a new bracha. The walking isn't the hefsek, rather it's the change in place. However, the Mishnah Berurah also quotes from the Chayei Adam, who is choshesh for those who think that a shinui makom is not a hefsek, and therefore you should not make a bracha because of suffik brachos lahakel. So unless the shul is really far away, or you didn't have in mind at all, and there was a hesek hadas in between, if you put on your talis katan at home and make a bracha, and then you're going to put on your talis gadol in shul, you do not make a new bracha in order to be choshesh for this opinion of the Chayei Adam. What is normal for us, as we said last time, is we don't make a bracha on the talis katan, and then on the talis gadol, rather, we wouldn't make a bracha on the talis katan, and just have in mind when we make a bracha on the talis gadol, that it's motzi the talis katan, as we saw earlier in the Mishnah Berurah, Suf Katan Achavdal. The Mechaber continues, V'mispala b'soch beso, if you're davening in your home, and you put on the talis katan and then the talis gadol in the same place, im hayadaito mitchila gamal talis gadol v'lohivsik bentayim b'sicho b'dvar macherim, eino tzarech lachzor levarich. If when you made the bracha on the talis katan, you knew you were going to put on the talis gadol, and you didn't have any hesech hadas or any talking in between, you do not need to make a new bracha. The Ber Halacha points out that you probably don't even need to have das that you're going to put on the talis gadol afterwards, since that's what you normally do. Normally in your home, you put on the talis katan, and then when it's time to daven in your home, you put on the talis gadol. Unless you were to say that the talis gadol was not in front of you at all, in which case maybe then you would need to make the new bracha, if you didn't have it in mind.